WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. The Bryan School Board has been asked to send a $132 million bond issue to the voters this November. The board will decide next month on a recommendation from a 20-member facilities committee. Alan Wood was one of two committee members who addressed the board Monday.
These are additions that are required for the students to have a place to sit. These are basic building maintenance address things that are being addressed, carpet, HVAC, things just have to be there in order for our children to have a place to go and sit and learn.
The package includes all grade levels and, if passed, would change elementaries to go through grade four, adding intermediate schools for 5 and 6 and making middle schools 7th and 8th grades. A man leaving the subway at Welburn and Rock Prairie was struck by his own vehicle and flew several feet through the air. College Station police say his Ford F-250 had been parked and was pushed into him by a sedan driven by 30-year-old Gabino Reyes Vasquez of Bryan, who then fled. Police found him, determined he was intoxicated, and arrested him for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The victim was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Old North Zulch woman is dead following a Sunday night crash on Highway 21. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan identified the victim as 18-year-old Brooklyn Vogler, who was driving a car that was struck by a semi.
Mack truck was traveling east. The Ford driven by Vogler was traveling west and entered to the eastbound lane.
The crash was 2 miles west of North Zulch. There have been at least 6 deadly crashes on Highway 21 between Madisonville and the Brazos County line in the last year and a half, which have killed 9 people. Driver fatigue is blamed on a crash in West Bryan Sunday night. Police say the unidentified driver escaped life-threatening injuries in the wreck on Highway 47 near the Villa Maria exit. The vehicle drifted left and struck a guardrail, causing it to catch fire. The driver was able to get out. Bryan Police has also issued updates on 2 fatal crashes that took place Saturday and the wreck that took place off Sandy Point Road Saturday morning. A woman was sitting in the lap of the driver. The woman was steering. The man was operating the pedals when the car left Hilton Road, rolled, then struck a pipe fence. A second passenger, 23-year-old German Rodarte, was killed. The others were treated at St. Joseph's and released. Saturday night on North Texas near Old Hearn Road, investigators were told a southbound pickup veered into oncoming traffic, then overcorrected, causing the truck to roll, killing 42-year-old Anthony Miller. Yet to be determined is whether alcohol played a role in either Saturday mishap. Thursday marks the start of the Texas Republican Party's convention in Fort Worth. Brazos County Chairman Paul Rieger says following the recent primary runoff races, he expects fences will be mended.
I never had a coach that I agreed 100% with his coaching philosophy. It just doesn't happen. If you agree on 90 to 95% of the issues, you're on the same team. And we are on the same team.
Rieger says coming out of the convention, he thinks there will be a very urgent call for Texas to remain solidly conservative. WTW News Time is 7:08. It's 72 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwornemann Flooring. More at 7:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwornemann Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwornemann Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwornemann Flooring today.
Zwornemann Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room, and we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery.
Indulge in edible works of art like designer cupcakes and cookies, handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons.
And for a perfect summer treat, cool off with a cup or cone of handmade Italian gelato or dairy-free sorbet.
The Chocolate Gallery freshly prepares different flavors all the time, so find your favorite.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
Good morning, it's 710. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we go.
High pressure will help produce sunshine across the region. The low cloudiness has stayed a bit further to the west this morning, so we'll have sun through the morning and into the afternoon. Temperatures today close to 90 degrees. It'll be clear to partly cloudy tonight. Lows will be 70 to 75. Going to be partly sunny during the day tomorrow near 90. Tomorrow night clear with a low of 75 degrees. Thursday's partly to mostly sunny. The highs on Thursday between 90 and 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports with Aggie Baseball at the Regional in Houston. We've got more on Brazos Valley Bombers staying undefeated and starting their homestand. Semifinals action for College Station Cougars baseball and a whole lot more. We'll get to that for you here at about 7:50.
They're a pretty good team.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, a guy sent me a list. I think they're like seven players who have D1 offers.
Yep.
That's pretty doggone good.
Yes, sir.
Good for them. Anyway, all right, so Seattle passes this $15 an hour minimum wage thingy.
Holy cow.
Yeah. And, well, you know, Fox News had it, the audio, people applauding. Yeah,
oh, I know.
Woohoo.
The woman behind it is an Occupy Wall Street avowed socialist.
Perfect. Let's see how that all works out for you in, I don't know, a year. See how that's going. See how that employment rate is, how those entry-level jobs are developing.
It'll be a minimum of 3 years.
Yeah, see what those little burger things cost now. They're already used to expensive coffee up there, so I guess they can do that for everything else. Anyway, they say it's going to be phased in over 3 to 7 years, mm-hmm. actually.
Yeah, for smaller businesses, the 7 years.
The minimum is, of course, much higher than the $10.10 that President Barack Hussein Obama wants, and 61% above the state's current minimum wage, which is $9.32. Well, it'll be interesting to see how all that plays out, but I guess somebody needs to take that step. Politico reporting this CNN has acquired a documentary film about George H.W. 41 Bush that'll feature interviews with a bunch of high-profile political and media figures. Among those interviewed will be Roger Ailes, the boss at Fox News, and Tom Brokaw. The two-hour film called 41 on 41 will air June 15th at 8 o'clock. June 15th at 8 o'clock. That's a Tuesday night. No, is that right? That's a Sunday night. Sunday night. June 15th at 8 o'clock, 3 days before his 90th birthday. So look for that. All right, so what happened with this Apple thing? You were all excited yesterday.
I was a little excited.
Let me grab a phone call here real quick just before we move on. Hello?
Yes, good morning. I'm calling in reference to the tips about cutting utility costs that you guys did earlier today.
Okay.
I've got some tips for your listeners that have really helped us out. The last several years, our utility bill in Bryan has run anywhere from $250 to close to $400 a month. That's a pretty significant wing.
Uh-huh.
The last 2 months, our utility bill has been 156 and 161, and that's total. That's
okay.
Everything.
Okay. And you attribute this to what?
We did three different things. First of all, we got a very, very good programmable thermostat.
Uh-huh.
And the ambient temperature in our house doesn't vary by more than 6 degrees.
Okay.
When we're not there, it goes up to 78. We come off in the evenings, it drops down to 75. Uh-huh. Later in the evening, we drop it down to 72.
Okay.
So there's not a big difference in temperatures, and that makes a huge difference.
Right.
The third thing is, 2 months ago, we replaced our hot water heater with a programmable hot water heater, even though we haven't used any of the programming features, just simply replacing the 20-year-old hot water heater that was still running. We just did it for maintenance.
Uh-huh.
And I think that probably had the biggest difference.
Yeah.
And for most people, I'm not going to suggest you go out and replace a hot water heater.
Yeah.
But if they do the regular monthly maintenance, like draining it and keeping it clean, it'll keep a lot of those deposits from building up. And so it runs more efficiently and it prolongs the life of the hot water heater.
Now, programmable, like how?
Well, you can have it set to where, like if you're on vacation or something,
It
won't keep the water levels as high.
Okay.
You can have it set to where the temperature varies so it's not running at the highest temperature, or the temperature you want it to be the highest when you're not there.
Yeah.
And so, but you don't want to make real drastic changes in temperature. That's one of the. And then the third thing is we replaced our patio door, which was a little dra- drafting, and of course that was, it was aesthetic as well as trying to make the house a little bit
sure,
more efficient.
Good, but, glad I mean, to hear you, that. Yeah.
When you drop your utility bill by $100 or more a month,
yeah,
that's significant. That's $1,200 a year.
Without a doubt. Good. Thank you. I appreciate the tips on that. And that's one of the things we talk about when, you know, of course, BTU is a generator of electricity. College Station Utilities isn't. But, you know, both of those groups want you to save money. I mean, they really do. They'll give you all the tips in the world. Just contact your utility provider and say, hey, what can we do for this? I don't know what the, the long-term impact, but I like the idea of a tankless water heater.
Yeah, I like the idea, too.
I've done that.
Well, I did a long time ago with the first generation, and that did not work well at all. That did not work well at all. It was a design problem, and so I eventually had to replace those. But I just put one in a few months ago, and I'll be interested to see how that works out. It's this one is a gas tankless. I cannot imagine the amount of heat that must be generated to heat that water as it passes through. You know, it's the electrical one I kind of got.
Well, it should be the same BTU that's going in there.
Well, I just because the contact, but I mean it, the transfer has to be pretty effective. Obviously, the heat transfer
ideally
has to be pretty
yeah
effective. Mm-hmm. And but anyway, that's neat stuff. So, excuse me. So let's go back to, we were talking about how you were all jazzed.
Well,
and by the way, thank you, caller. I appreciate you sharing that. You're all jazzed, and then we find out that they tell you basically how to program your thermostat. Right?
I'll tell you, it's groundbreaking for Apple. It's not groundbreaking for other tech companies because, as some of my friends pointed out, they said, wait, hasn't Android had this forever?
Yeah.
Yes, but Apple's line is, well, we're not first. We just do it better.
Right? Oh, yeah, that's right. We have a prettier package.
But they
did open up
some of their apps can talk to each other now.
Okay,
which,
well, let's stop for just a second.
Okay.
Let's go back. That first thing is called HomeKit. And what that allows you to do is thermostats and lights and a garage door.
They want to run your house.
I saw this stupid commercial for that yesterday about how you can close your garage door. This lady's walking down the street, and she thinks, oh, my gosh, I didn't close my garage door. Well, of course, by then, the burglars have already had time to go in and steal what they needed. But, you know, she can close
it. Well, I mean, you can set profiles for your house. Siri, I'm going to bed. Okay,
yeah,
it shuts everything off for you. Whatever.
Now, and so, yes, so now they can talk to one another.
Yes, apps are, they used to be sandboxed because it was a security issue to let apps talk to each other.
I love that sandboxed. Because, you know, if you dig around in the corner of a sandbox, it's been outside, you know what you'll find.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Anyway, that's something else.
No, they can talk to each other. So, basically, if you're in, I don't know, if you take a picture from your, that's a bad example because they already talk, but Pinterest integration, for example, for people who pin things and Twitter, just a lot easier ways for to get data in and out of apps when you want to.
Okay. Now, it says here that what this will do is like between Siri and Shazam.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and of course, this whole, folks, if you don't know what Shazam is, then there are
it's
a lot of them out
there. It's the best thing in the world.
I don't know how it works. I mean, there are a whole lot of
hoodoo magic.
How's that work? Because what that is, you know, you punch that app, and there's a song on the radio, and you don't know what it is. And if you're old like I am, there's a whole bunch of songs like that. And you stick that in front of it, and it'll tell you in 20 seconds who it is, what album it's off of, well, how you can buy the CD. And,
well, it fingerprints the audio.
Yeah.
And it's a very quick lookup. They look at a certain tonal range, and they look at certain time signatures, things like that, and they match it to a database, and that's how they get it so quickly.
A lot of times it's based on beats per minute.
Okay,
yes.
So now Shazam can talk to Siri, so that means that Siri will tell you the song so you don't have to look down at your screen. Is that what's going to happen?
Yes.
Okay. And if you look it up twice, does it say, hey, stupid, don't you remember that song is such and such?
I already told you.
Yeah, exactly. Another one they're doing is HealthKit, an app that can monitor your heart and blood pressure. So, again,
neat stuff.
Yeah, it is. That's fine. But I think people, obviously, you know, they're wondering when Steve Jobs is going to come back so that they can have stuff that's wow.
The integrations with OS X are pretty interesting. When you have your laptop there, your Mac laptop, your phone will actually ring on the screen on your laptop.
Well, that happens on my TV right now.
Well, that's pretty neat. See? Apple didn't do it first. They just want to do it better.
That way I can ignore the call without
there
getting
you
up.
There you go. I really don't want to take this call.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so Canada is telling meteorologists on its government payrolls to keep their mouths shut about global warming and climate change. I like that. Spokesman for the Environment Canada said, Our weather preparedness meteorologists are experts in their field of severe weather and speak on that subject. Questions about climate change or long-term trends would be directed to a climatologist or other applicable authority.
It's actually pretty reasonable.
Of course it is. Have we asked Shell about this?
We should.
Or Jared, have we asked either one of them?
Huh? We should.
Huh? See what they have to say about that.
Convene the council.
That's right. See how that works out. All right, I don't even know why they did this story. I don't even know why I'm telling you about it, but we'll do it anyway. A new study says that hurricanes with female names cause more damage than male hurricanes.
Awesome.
Because people aren't as threatened by them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and less likely to evacuate because of it. The study that some idiot paid for, published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science, which sounds pretty prestigious, says that people don't take hurricanes as seriously if they've got feminine names. All right, so what? They're all supposed to be called Butch. Killer. You know, anyway. The study researchers at the University of Illinois and the University of Arizona State, because they've had a lot of hurricanes at Arizona State. I don't know if you've noticed that or not.
They're not
talked about a lot.
It's horrible there.
They examined the hurricane death rates from 1950 to 2012. Then did a study where people thought male hurricanes were more intense than female hurricanes. And another where they tested how people might prepare. And once again, found they do less to prepare for a female-named hurricane than for a male hurricane. The study's authors say it may be as simple as viewing women as warmer and less aggressive than men. Oh. So what we need is Jim Cantore to say, this storm is a bleep of a hurricane.
What was that? Witch.
Hello?
It's a witch of a hurricane.
I have a feeling if these were done at state universities, we were the idiots that paid for them.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. That's a good point. That's a really excellent point. But, I mean, don't there have to be a few other variables involved here besides the name of the storm? Just saying. But anyway, that's... like I said, I don't know why I did it. But
are you really afraid of Hurricane Bob?
It's
it's Bob.
Watch out, guys. We got Bob. Fluffy.
Yeah,
Hurricane Fluffy. Fluffy
Hello.
The Deathbringer.
Hey, I'm always wary of the female hurricane where I live.
Thank you, sir.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches' profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets, AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has two ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
For years, I've been telling folks that Prosperity's the best bank in Texas and Oklahoma. Now I can say it's more than that. Forbes.com has ranked Prosperity number one in their 2014 rating of the best banks in America, a repeat of Prosperity's 2012 rating. But those real bankers at Prosperity still recognize me and know my name just like a community bank. The big bank with your community's bank inside. Prosperity Bank, where you'll find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com. Member FDIC.
Good morning. It's 7:25. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. 8-8 service means overtime coverage for you without paying overtime. Come home after work. Unit's not working. Give them a call. They'll get somebody out there. It's Barker's Heating and Cooling, 690-2278. Here we go. Pretty much in a pattern. High temperature today and actually every day all the way through Monday of next week will be in the lower 90s. Low temperature will be in the middle 70s. We don't have a mention of rain in the forecast. That pretty much is the story. Got some clouds out there right now, and it's 72.
For over 30 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high-quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos Valley for 11 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships through the Brazos Valley for over 30 years.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bayinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Folks, a very rare tree grows in California, an albino coast redwood. There are believed to be less than 10 of these things on all of planet Earth. And these particular albino redwood trees may be the largest of these rare trees, which would make it totally unique. It stands 52 feet tall, green leaves, and white albino sections. You might say it's a biracial tree. Now, this rare tree stands in Sonoma County, very small town there, but if federal regulators have their way, they're going to chop it down. Why? Well, because the feds have determined that the tree is too close to a proposed commuter train line and thus presents safety problem. So, rare or not, it's got to go. Now, to soften the impact of the decision to chop down the biracial tree, a spokesperson for the commuter train line promises that thousands of cuttings will be taken from the tree before it's destroyed. 20 other redwoods will be planted around the area, but who can guarantee those cuttings will take root? A rare tree may be chopped to death without leaving any offspring. Now, in the good old days, you'd have a bunch of environmentalist wackos setting up house in the tree and a bunch of fading Hollywood liberals would adopt this biracial tree as their new cause. But now nobody cares. The tree might as well have never been born or be a Republican. I hope somebody at least makes some good cigar humidors out of the wood, at least.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Charles answered the phone. It was the police. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. You see, LifeLock uncovered multiple fraudulent credit applications. They shut them down. They helped Charles restore his good name and credit. Identity theft is a global crime, and you cannot fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and a special 10% discount. Or just call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Howdy, my name is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Contact Jason Bayinski at 219-5555 or visit aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Next month, the Bryan School Board will decide whether to ask voters to approve a $132 million bond issue. That's the recommendation of a facilities committee, which was discussed Monday during a board workshop. Committee member Alan Wood brought up realigning elementary schools to make them pre-K through fourth grade.
This reconfiguration relieves tremendously the congestion that we have at our elementary schools, and actually, this from a number and sense standpoint is by far the best way to go.
According to the district's website, one elementary school would close, which one has not been determined. Portable classrooms would be eliminated, and additions and renovations are planned at five other elementary campuses. Fifth and sixth graders would attend intermediate schools, with middle schools for seventh and eighth grades. Stephen F. Austin would be turned into administrative offices, a new intermediate campus would be built, and additions are planned at the remaining middle schools and at Rutter. College Station police are seeking three suspects in two incidents early this morning. Police responded to reports of gunshots at the Motel 6 on Texas Avenue shortly before 1:45. No one was injured, but witnesses confirmed the suspect did fire a gun in the parking lot and drove away. Then, just before 2:20, officers responded to a report of an aggravated robbery in the 2100 block of Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Police said three victims were preparing to leave the parking lot when they were approached by two suspects. One suspect pointed a gun at the victims and demanded money, which was taken from all three victims before both suspects fled on foot. Suspect descriptions are online at WTAW.com. Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott wants a new judge in the school finance trial. Abbott accuses John Dietz of perceived bias based on reviewing emails between the judge and the more than 600 school districts suing the state. The school district sued 3 years ago after the legislature cut more than $5 billion in classroom funding. Dietz ruled last year that school funding was inadequate. Then he reopened testimony this year after lawmakers restored more than $3 billion. The judge had been expected to issue a final written ruling in the case soon. Just over a week after contentious primary runoff races in Texas, Republicans gather in Fort Worth for their statewide convention. Brazos County Chairman Paul Rieger expects a positive message from State Chairman Steve Munastiri.
He's very good with people and inspiring instead of trying to tear somebody else's bridge down or burn their bridge down. He likes to talk about our successes as well. Frankly, that's the way a campaign should be.
Rieger says he doesn't see state GOP leaders being complacent about keeping conservative leaders in office during the fall campaign.
Coming out of state convention, I think you're going to see a very urgent call for Texas to remain solidly conservative. And so that's what the hope is.
Rieger expects fences to be mended from contentious GOP primary and runoff races. On the two-lane stretch of Highway 21 between the Brazos County line and Madisonville, there have been at least six crashes over the last year and a half, which have killed nine people. The latest was Sunday night. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the driver of a westbound car died after crossing into the path of an oncoming semi.
Unit 1 was a 2013 Mack truck driven by a Ronald Sanders, age 58, of Franklin. Unit 2 was a 2005 Ford driven by a Brooklyn Alexander Vogler, age 18, student from North Zulch.
The collision took place 2 miles west of North Zulch. Bryan police are still determining whether alcohol contributed to a pair of fatal crashes on Saturday. In the wreck that took place off Sandy Point Road Saturday morning, a woman was sitting on the lap of the driver. The woman was steering and the man was operating the pedals when the car left Hilton Road, then rolled and struck a pipe fence. A second passenger, 23-year-old German Rodarte, was killed. The others were treated at St. Joseph's and released. Saturday night on North Texas near Old Hearn Road, investigators were told a southbound pickup veered into oncoming traffic, then overcorrected, causing the truck to roll and killing 42-year-old Anthony Miller. Driver fatigue is blamed on another crash in West Bryan on Sunday night. Police say the unidentified driver escaped life-threatening injuries in the wreck on Highway 47 near the Villa Maria exit. The vehicle drifted left and struck a guardrail, causing it to catch fire. The driver was able to get out. A man standing behind his pickup outside a College Station restaurant Sunday resulted in an unusual injury. Witnesses told police a car going north on Welburn near Rock Prairie left the road, went across a curb, and a grass patch struck a pickup in the parking lot of the Subway. The owner of the truck, who was thrown several feet, was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Police found the driver, determined he was intoxicated, and arrested 30-year-old Gabino Reyes Vasquez of Bryan for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 72 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
My journey with breast cancer started 5 years ago.
Mine with colon cancer in 07.
I was diagnosed last summer.
I had so many questions.
What's next?
How will life change?
The answer was St. Joseph. With their specialized doctors, advanced technology, and compassionate team, close to everything familiar.
My kids.
The office.
And home.
My answer to cancer?
St. Joseph. Expert care, closer to home. Visit st-joseph.org.
For over 30 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos Valley for 11 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships through the Brazos Valley for over 30 years.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
It's a great time to visit Royalty Pecan Farms. Join their orchard tour every Saturday at 12:30, where you'll ride a covered wagon through the trees and experience the farm. Kids 4 years old and under ride free. Tour spots are limited, so buy tickets online at royaltypecans.com. And backed by popular demand, free wine tastings from 1 to 4 this Saturday and the first Saturday of every month. Spend a little time this summer at Royalty Pecans. Open Monday through Saturday on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River.
Good morning, it's 7:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure will help produce sunshine across the region. The low cloudiness has stayed a bit further to the west this morning, so we'll have sun through the morning and into the afternoon. Temperatures today close to 90 degrees. It'll be clear to partly cloudy tonight. Lows will be 70 to 75. Going to be partly sunny during the day tomorrow near 90. Tomorrow night clear with a low of 75 degrees. Thursday's partly to mostly sunny. The highs on Thursday between 90 and 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The story tonight was Chad Hollingsworth.
Chad Hollingsworth, the pitcher for Texas, threw a two-hitter and unfortunately unseated the Aggies. We'll have more on the regional action both here and across the country. Updates on Brazos Valley Bombers baseball, who get cranked up later tonight for their first home game, and more in sports in about 13 minutes.
Got a really low cloud deck out there. Not fog, at least here at the old Radio Ranch, but anyhow, it's down near the ground. Do you have your headlights on?
Look at this. No, there's one.
Turn your headlights on. It's okay. It doesn't run the battery down, okay, as long as the car is going. Big movie news yesterday. Did you see that?
No.
Oliver Stone picked up the rights to the Edward Snowden story.
Oh.
See how that works out.
Yeah. Wow. Tinfoil hats for everybody that goes to the film.
Script will be based on journalist Luke Harding's book about the NSA leaker called The Snowden Files, The Inside Story of the World's Most Wanted Man, hoping to begin filming by the end of the year. We'll see. Hello.
Yeah, this is a message for the guys that are on WTAW
Long time no hear.
6:30, 6:25. I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical, like the treadmill kind of stuff.
Yeah, play the national anthem.
So far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and talking and laughing at their jokes and stuff.
You don't matter, Patrick.
I'm hoping this maybe just a deal that happens.
How do you know you're the other guy?
Oh!
Because I've been here longer.
Okay.
That's not going to be that way every morning because I'd like to have it on WTAW.
Of course you would.
Don't worry about calling me back. I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just stuff.
Stuff.
You know?
Yeah.
That...
info.
That's not that pressing.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Bye.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah. Here we go.
Wham.
Do you want a workout song? Would you want to work out to this big boy? Huh?
You're just playing Wham.
I thought we were all getting oversized phones.
I mean, when was the last time you heard this? Gee whiz. See, you're not having to drive the kids to school. It's okay. You can thump your index finger on the steering wheel. It's all right. Yeah. I was dreaming, but I should have been with you instead. Wake me up before you go. Don't leave me hanging. You see, that's a good workout song.
It's got me dancing.
There you go.
Wake me up.
All right, that's enough. A little bit goes a long way.
Telecommunications technology company Aris interviewed 10,500 TV viewers from 19 countries, 1,000 each in China and the U.S., to learn more than a quarter of TV shows that get recorded get deleted without being viewed. A quarter. Are you there? Is that your number? I mean, among those who are 16 to 34 years of age, a third say they zap it before they ever watch it. Hello?
Wasn't that George Michael singing that song?
Yes, it was. That's enough. We're not going any farther than that, sir. Anyway, so I don't know. Do you watch, let me see. What did I deleted something yesterday. Oh, I'm embarrassed to even say I recorded it. But I will. The inside story of the National Lampoon Vacation movie. Yeah, I did. I watched a little of it, but then I just said, nah, there's no reason to do that. All right. Why people don't turn on their signals, okay? Why people don't use their turn signals. Because I guess somebody, again, had some grant money they just had burning a hole in their pocket, and they needed to have this found
is,
out.
Is because they're stupid, just not sufficient?
Well, it's not hard to find, right? I mean, it's pretty much right there. Doesn't take a lot of effort to turn it on, right? And if it's working properly, it shuts itself off.
Yeah.
Okay. So, according to the survey, reason people don't use their turn signal, 23%, they're lazy. 17%.
You're too lazy to lift your left arm? Oh, my.
17% said they don't like the signal because they're afraid of forgetting to turn it off. 11% say it's not important. Of course not, because it's all about you. 8% don't signal because other drivers don't.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'll show you.
I think they're just trying to offset me, because I'll put it on a left turn. I mean, just any old time.
Just for fun.
I overdo it.
Okay, 7% actually say that not signaling adds to the excitement of driving.
Adds to the excitement?
Yep. And 2% say there's not enough time. Now, okay.
That's poor planning.
If you're coming up on the turn. Oh, my gosh, yeah. And besides, if you're using GPS, it told you needed to be ready to turn.
Yeah, if GPS could turn on your blinker for you, that'd be good.
Yeah. You want to just be a tub of goo, don't you? Sit on the couch. Hello?
Yeah, if you use your turn signal in Houston, it's an open invitation for them to cut you off.
The greenest business park in College Station is now the fastest, too. Aggieland Business Park is proud to announce the addition of high-speed fiber connectivity throughout the park. Located just a mile past the airport on FM 60 with quick access to the new biotech corridor, Aggieland Business Park is the choice for high-tech companies that need a customized facility at an affordable price. If your business needs to move at the speed of light, call Jim Jett today at 571-4341 or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
In today's real estate industry, technology is vital. To that end, RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. As some of you may know, my family and I love to camp, and we've been doing it in tents for several years, but I finally decided to take the plunge and buy a camper trailer. And so over Memorial Day weekend, I traveled from Colorado to Ohio along with my brother Dave and my youngest son Troy to pick up the camper. Little did we know the adventure that was in store for us. The trouble started before we even got out of state. The check engine light came on, but after a stop at a small town dealership, we were back on the road. Unfortunately, the check engine light started lighting up again, off and on, the rest of the way to Ohio. It didn't stay on all the time, and the truck seemed fine otherwise, so we got the trailer hitch put in and went to pick up the camper. Around that time, I learned that my auto insurance company wasn't going to insure us for the drive back to Colorado. They said I needed to talk to the agent, and he would be unavailable until the following Tuesday. As I'm going back and forth with the insurance people on the cell phone, the camper salesman is trying to show me how to hook up the hitch and the electricals and some other important tasks. I didn't catch much of it. Finally, we got the insurance sorted out, the trailer hooked up to the truck, and we hit the road. But the trip back to Colorado would have its own share of challenges. I'm out of time today, so you'll have to tune in tomorrow to hear the rest of the story. In the meantime, to help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and more than 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program, but there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. And Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Pivot example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Sports coming up in just a minute, but first...
A newsreel?
A few things you didn't know yesterday. A few things you didn't know yesterday. Hello?
Hey, I wonder if those Google self-drivers signal. If so, when?
Excellent point. Thank you. We'll have to look into that, see if they do that. All right, here we go. A few things you didn't know yesterday. Gobbledygook makes more sense than gibberish. A cataclysm is worse than a calamity. Penguins once were as tall as people.
Whoa.
Before they started smoking. Just 2% of men between the ages of 18 and 24 eat enough fruits and vegetables. Humpty Dumpty nursery rhyme never states that Humpty Dumpty is an egg. Every year, more than 600 Parisians are hospitalized by after they've slipped on dog poo. And finally, see if you can get this one, guys. The average age of a Harley owner. The average age of a Harley owner.
56.
59.
43.
What?
Wow, that's what they say. I just reported, okay? I'll go call the Harley store and find out.
Howdy. Good morning, sports fans. I am Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 7:49. In the 2014 Houston Regional Championship game, Texas A&M faced off against Texas, and they jumped on the Longhorns for a run in the top of the first.
Off speed into center field. It'll score a run. Ball's caught. Here's the tag. They're coming home. It will not be cut. Sliding safe will be Alamon. The Aggies have a 1-0 lead on a sacrifice fly by Lankford.
That was the only run production the Aggs would get, however, and they ended up falling in front of 7,000 fans at Reckling Park to Texas 4-1 in the title game. Aggie coach Rob Childress gave the win to starter Chad Hollingsworth, who pitched a two-hitter for Texas.
The story tonight was Chad Hollingsworth. He did to us what Tyler Stubblefield did to them yesterday. We had him on the ropes early, you know, and had him wobbling in the first or second inning when he got it together. They had the heroic performance tonight on the mound. I felt like maybe we were a step slow on the dirt defensively, only because we emptied our tank yesterday, and I thought our guys competed very hard, so did theirs. Maybe a little revved up on both sides early. Give Texas credit. They played better than we did, and it all started and ended for them on the mound with Chad Hollingsworth.
Texas goes on to advance to the Super Regional. Well, they'll face Houston, who upset LSU. The loss ended the Aggies' eighth consecutive NCAA postseason run, and they wrapped the season with a 36-26 record. We'll keep it with the NCAAs just for a little longer. Cameron Smith tossed a three-hitter to send Texas Tech to the NCAA Super Regionals for the very first time in school history. And a big one, UC Irvine upset the number one national seed Oregon State 4-2 to win the NCAA Corvallis Regional. Since we're talking baseball, the Brazos Valley Bombers are perfect so far on their young season, posting a 4-0 record. More impressively, they've done it all on the road. They bring it home tonight for their very first home schedule against the Acadiana Cane Cutters at Cellular Core Field. Pre-game tonight set for 6:45. First pitch is at 7 on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Director of Athletics Eric Hyman announced yesterday longtime Texas A&M University Athletic Administrator Kevin Hurley has been promoted to Senior Associate Athletic Director for Facilities and Construction. Hurley, who has spent 21 years at A&M, is currently helping coordinate the redevelopment of Kyle Field. A programming reminder, state semifinals high school baseball action where the number one College Station Cougars will run into Lubbock Cooper tomorrow at 4 o'clock. They're playing at Dish Falk Field in Austin. You can catch that game also on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150. In Major League Baseball, highly touted Houston Astros prospect John Singleton has agreed to a 5-year contract and will make his Major League debut this evening. The Astros announced the deal and his promotion yesterday during their off day. Houston hosts the LA Angels tonight at 7:05. Singleton, by the way, rated by many as baseball's top first baseman of the future. Rangers had the day off as well. They host the O's tonight at 7:10. From ESPN.com, LeBron James heard Tim Duncan's comments when the NBA Finals rematch was finally set and fully understood them and really wasn't bothered by them. After San Antonio clinched the meeting with the Miami Heat, Duncan made a strong statement when he said, quote, "We're excited about it. We've got 4 more to win and we'll do it this time." So King James responded.
It'd be a lot different than probably if we was in the Western Conference or they was in the East and we seen them time after time. I think both teams are professionals. Both teams have a state-of-the-art team, organization, but they don't like us. They don't. I could sense it from Timmy's comments over the last couple of days. They wanted us, and we'd be ready for a challenge.
We'll stay with the round ball for a minute. Banned Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling is facing a lawsuit from a woman who alleges that while she was a former employee of Sterling's, she had a romantic relationship with him and was subject to a steady stream of racially and sexually offensive comments. That's according to the complaint. Attorney Bob Cimini, who is representing Sterling, told the Los Angeles Times in an email that the allegations were, quote, completely baseless. On out of the NFL, where Hall of Fame quarterback Dan Marino is among the latest group of football players to file a concussion-related lawsuit against the National Football League. The 50-year-old former Miami Dolphins quarterback is one of 15 former players who filed a lawsuit in federal court in Philadelphia last week. Marino and 14 other plaintiffs joined the more than 4,800 others who have alleged the NFL misled players about long-term dangers of concussions. The NFL has denied those claims. And that's been a look at your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620. WTAW.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. Now, you guys have been swamped. Are you going to stay busy for a while further looking ahead?
I think so. I think everybody's really busy. I think a lot of people in real estate in this town right now would just like to take a nap.
Oh, I'm sure they would, judging by what you said about the last couple months even.
Yeah, it's been crazy. I can't wait to see the May statistics. We were looking back at the first 4 months of this year and then comparing them to 2012, 2013. It's pretty remarkable. 2012, just over $100 million. 2013, for the first 4 months of the year, almost $131 million.
Holy cow.
And then this year, almost $174 million. So things are trending the way that we want to see them. Very much still a seller's market, though, because the inventory is low. The demand, obviously, is very, very high. So, you know, if people are even considering selling their homes, now's definitely the time to consider it.
And Jen always recommends that you actually interview the people that are going to work for you, just mm-hmm. like you would an employee.
Right.
So go to zarealestate.com and start your interview process with them.
It's a great time to visit Royalty Pecan Farms. Join their orchard tour every Saturday at 12:30, where you'll ride a covered wagon through the trees and experience the farm. Kids 4 years old and under ride free. Tour spots are limited, so buy tickets online at royaltypecans.com. And backed by popular demand, free wine tastings from 1 to 4 this Saturday and the first Saturday of every month. Spend a little time this summer at Royalty Pecans. Open Monday through Saturday on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Good morning, about 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Barely a weekend goes by that I think probably it's on the Speed Network that they have a Barrett Jackson auction. I mean, they do it. It's kind of neat. They bring out some cars that that are really great looking and some that are a little weird and all that. But Barrett Jackson's auction in Scottsville, Arizona, one of the biggest auto events of the entire year. And for the last decade, it has pretty much been about one man. The guy's name is Ron Pratt. And what he would buy. Ron Pratt was a guy who owned a construction business, a wood framing and a foundation business that he sold to Pulte, the big home builders. And he's worth about $300 million. Okay, ooh. So he goes and buys stuff.
Because
he can. And he's done a lot of neat things. He's bought cars and then he's donated them back and things like that. So he's, not just for his collection, but he does have an extensive collection. So if you watch that, you're familiar with him. Anyway, in 2015, he is selling every single car that he owns at auction. He is notoriously private about his car collection. Shows some of the more significant cars, but he got his start in 2003 when he bought 52 cars in 1 year.
Holy cow.
And so there you go. He's been coming back ever since. He sold 15 of his cars last year. The Pratt collection will cross the block in January. He will sell his entire collection of cars.
Any word as to why?
No, I guess just going off to do something else. I don't know. Maybe he'll maybe he will explain that when it's all done or whatever. But I'm sure there'll be some publicity about it. A Tennessee woman facing criticism. I don't understand this at all. Tennessee woman facing criticism for walking down the aisle with her one-year-old baby on the train of her wedding dress. Shauna Carter Brooks tied her one-month-old daughter, Aubrey, to the back of her dress and dragged her down the aisle. Shauna's got another daughter, defended her decision on Facebook, claiming that Aubrey was awake and well-secured and she was, quote, covered by Christ, end quote. Don't be strapping her to the back of the wedding. I mean, again, let's start, we're going to start designing wedding dresses that have a little backpack on the back, a little papoose, do a little papoose thing?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm just telling you. Okay. No such thing as having a blonde moment. New research at Stanford University that hair color is determined by a single letter of the genetic code. So the New York Daily News says that scientists found that by changing that one letter of the DNA in mice, they could change their fur from dark to light. Oh, my God. So you can do that. The hair color people will be out of business. It did not, however, change the biology of the other parts of the mice. Just because they became blonde, they didn't become different. So basically, all that means is that blondes really aren't that ditzy. Are you, ladies? Oh, guys,
see,
could be, too.
It's nurture, not nature. But
that's right. Redheads aren't always fiery, and brunettes aren't all serious.
But the blondes have more fun.
Well, that's what they say. Or was that a hair color company that did that,
yeah,
right?
Nah.
Yeah. I'm scared to do this. Hello? Oh. I thought maybe it was a blonde who was calling to defend themselves. Maybe not. Look for a high temperature today in the lower 90s. Low temperature tonight will be in the mid-70s. We'll do that all the way through Monday, and no mention of rain in the forecast. 73 right now. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station Bryant. It's 8 o'clock.